Philadelphia's legacy in the world of jazz is quite secure. Think performers, whether Transplants, Heath Brothers, Dizzy Gillespie, John Coltrane, Sun Ra, homegrown Clifford Brown, Philly Joe Jones, Grover Washington Jr., or performance places, the legacy ones, Showboat and Peps from the past, or access via radio, the RTI Jazz broadcast with Bob Perkins. Philadelphia jazz is still going strong. The main outpost for contemporary jazz and modern music is the Ars Nova Workshop, embarking on its 15th season tomorrow. Joining me in conversation is Mark Christman, founder and executive director of Ars Nova Workshop. Mark, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
It's a real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
At what point did you drop into the Philadelphia jazz scene?
Well, I dropped into the Philadelphia jazz scene probably before I moved here for school in the mid-90s. But it was soon after I graduated with an undergraduate degree from Drexel that I actually founded this organization and just kind of went headfirst into presenting.
Now, perhaps still in the early 90s, just down the street from here was Third Street Jazz. I was a frequenter there. What opportunities do aficionados have for jazz these days in the Philadelphia region?
Well, Ars Nova is presenting 40, 50 concerts a year in almost just as many spaces. You know, we're really trying to connect artists to the great space potential that lies in this city. It's not a one-size-fits-all scenario. We're talking about jazz and improvised music. It belongs in different places and locations, and it appeals to different audiences and different neighborhoods and different environments. And we're trying to really, you know, be a bit of a matchmaker.
And now, as you've just introduced improvised music into the lexicon, in addition to jazz, how would you define that genre?
You know, our foundational focus is around jazz and free jazz, the great continuums that started with John Coltrane and Miles Davis and Ornette Coleman and Charles Mingus and so on. But there is improvised music that is perhaps not rooted in blues or American traditions. Perhaps it's improvised music that is informed by other aspects of music making and folk traditions. You know, we want to make connections to these worlds. For instance, the performer who we're presenting tomorrow night embodies this intersection of these worlds. He's a son and essentially a student of Anthony Braxton, a, you know, MacArthur Fellow, very important American jazz musician, one of the most important living. His name is Tyondi Braxton, even though he has spent years as a founding member of an avant rock group that does do improvising. He has emerged as a real player in the, I'd say, 21st century composition, new classical music world. Of course, electronics and modular synths and all different aspects of music making are integrated into his approach. But he's not a jazz musician per se. But without jazz music, there would be no Tyondi Braxton, of course.
So what are some of the challenges and rewards of exposing this music to new and specifically younger audiences?
The challenges is always to present the avant-garde and present experimental work of any sort to audiences that are continuing to get older, while there are new and younger folks moving to Philadelphia and participating in a nightlife, let's say. The story of Philadelphia as an important jazz town is disappearing. This is the city of Dizzy Gillespie and John Coltrane and Sun Ra. And there really aren't many dedicated spaces for this work to be presented. So Ars Nova, instead of creating one space in which we're presenting this work, we're really going into dozens of communities, even using spaces that have no music or art presenting histories.
For example?
For example, Bartram's Garden. On September 20th, we'll be presenting another MacArthur Fellow, Steve Coleman, there. Many of his improvising compositional practices have a lot to do with the lunar cycles. So we're presenting him very close to the full moon. We're presenting him around the autumn equinox. And we're trying to connect John Bartram's ideas of the heavens and the earth to Steve's compositional improvisational practices around the same things, providing him with that opportunity to engage with a space which is deep in West Philadelphia, and really engage with the history of this space, which is a very specific Philadelphia story, and then allow it to inform his work and the creation of his work, you know, is something we're really excited about doing.
Mark Christman, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Mark Chrisman is founder and executive director of Ars Nova Workshop. And with that, let's go out this evening with this selection from Steve Coleman.